People say Jesus is Lord, but do they understand what that means? Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. And today we're examining how the Bible describes Jesus as Lord. Stay tuned.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. We're here to search the Scriptures for God's will. Now, we value the Lord Jesus with this program, and we value His way. We want to listen to His words, serve Him with all our hearts and souls, and we know that Jesus is the Lord, whether we follow Him or not. But we see the overwhelming need to make Him the Lord of our lives. We must deny ourselves, take up our crosses daily, and follow Him. And we'd love to hear from you, and we want to be a part of your life each week. Today is a special day for us at Search. Today we celebrate 45 years of broadcasting this program. On September 1st in 1980, Mack Lyon broadcasted the first Search program on KTEN in Ada, Oklahoma. Because many of the religious programs failed to preach New Testament Christianity, he dreamed of having a program that could reach the whole state of Oklahoma with the truth. As time passed, the Lord opened doors throughout the United States, and today we're available in all 50 states and in Canada. We cover the Caribbean by television and the Pacific by radio. Our website, searchtv.org, and our channel on YouTube, Search TV Ministry, make this program accessible to most of the world. We now have Spanish transcripts available in written form on our website. And if we search for and intend to follow the Lord's way, we need not only to know the way, we must also know the Lord. Many who say Jesus is Lord listen not to Jesus, but to popular religion, human traditions, and emotional outpourings that lead them to have a false hope for salvation and heaven. Some want a Christianity without a cross, a faith without demands, and a religion without morals. That kind of religion isn't the Christianity of our Lord found in the New Testament. A Christianity without Jesus Christ as Lord is a fantasy developed by Satan. Now, we offer this study, Jesus is Lord, free. And if you'd like a printed copy and live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083. Or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. We also have programs and free materials on our website, searchtv.org. And you can also see us on YouTube. We'll now worship in song, read from Matthew 17, 1-5, and examine the importance of making Jesus Lord in our lives.
Oh,
Our reading today comes from Matthew 17, verses 1 through 5, and it shows the superiority of Jesus Christ. 6 days later, Jesus took with Him Peter and James and John, His brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And He was transfigured before them, and His face shone like the sun, and His garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with Him. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it's good for us to be here. If You wish, I will make three tabernacles here, one for You, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While He was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud said, "This is My beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him." And that's good advice for us today, to listen to Him. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful for Your Son, Jesus Christ, who came and sacrificed Himself for us. Help us to make Him Lord of our lives in every way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When Saul of Tarsus was on the road to Damascus and was blinded by a light in Acts 9, he asked the one who spoke to him, "Who are you, Lord?" Verse 5. We too need to know who the Lord is. When Jesus forgave the woman who washed His feet, the people asked, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Luke 7:49. When Jesus stilled the storm on the Sea of Galilee, the disciples asked, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey Him?" Mark 4, verse 41. When Jesus healed a man who had been born blind, Jesus asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And the man answered, "Who is He, Lord, that I may believe in Him?" Well, Jesus said to him, "You have both seen Him, and He is the one who is talking with you." And he said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshiped Him. John 9, verses 35 to 38. We must know who Jesus is and what it means for Him to be Lord. When Peter preached on the day of Pentecost about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we come to know that Jesus truly is Lord. He said to the Jews in Acts 2 and verse 36, "Therefore let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made Him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Well, we should take time to realize the full significance of calling Jesus Lord. Paul uses the word Lord 245 times in the New Testament. It's used so frequently that it's a synonym for Jesus. The Greek word for Lord is the word Kyrios. It has many uses in the New Testament. This word is often translated sir when one is addressing a superior or maybe a parent or an older person. For instance, the Samaritan woman addressed Jesus as sir. The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so I will not be thirsty nor come all the way here to draw." John 4 and verse 15. Later the woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you're a prophet." Chapter 4, verse 19. Sometimes the word kurios refers to the owner of property. Jesus used the word in the sense when he said that Jesus is owner or Lord of all, Galatians 4 and verse 1. Well, he built his church and he owns it, Matthew 16, 18. He purchased the church with his own blood, Acts 20 and verse 28. He owns it and he calls it my kingdom in John 18, verse 36. As the owner of all and the owner of the church, he can rightly be called Lord. Sometimes the word kurios refers to the head of a household. The church is called a household in 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15. Colossians 1, 18 says about Jesus that he is also the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. In Ephesians 1, 22 to 23, God put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So, as head of his household, Jesus deserves to be called Lord. Sometimes the word kurios refers to one in authority who can make decisions and pass judgment on those who are his servants. Jesus said in Matthew 28, 18, that all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. John 5, 22 explains, "For not even the Father judges anyone, but he has given all judgment to the Son," that is to Jesus. Acts 17, 30 and 31 explains, "Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent, because he's fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead." The Apostle Paul describes the Lord Jesus Christ in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 15, "He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords." Jesus is indeed our King. John 3 and verse 31 says that he who comes from heaven, speaking of Jesus, is above all. And John 3 and verse 35 explains that the Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. There is but one Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 6. And he certainly deserves to be called Lord. The word Lord is used also to translate the name Jehovah or Yahweh in the Old Testament. The Septuagint translators translated the term Yahweh with the Greek term kurios. Now, what they meant by that word was that Jesus was divine. And though he lived in the flesh, he is more than a man. He isn't just another moral teacher. He is divine. And when the Scripture calls Jesus Lord, it isn't talking about one religious teacher or prophet among many. There simply is no other person like him. He is the Son of God, and Scripture attributes to him a divine nature. Isaiah 9 and verse 6 says, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." Yes, this Jesus who was born of a virgin will be called Mighty God. In Matthew 1, 23, Jesus is called Emmanuel, which means God with us. John 1, 1 to 3 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through Him. And apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being." Colossians 1:15-17 says that He's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Yes, Jesus has a divine nature. Colossians 2:9-10 say, "For in Him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form. And in Him you have been made complete, and He is the head over all rule and authority." Jesus is called the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, Revelation 22:13. Paul wrote in Titus 2:13-14, about the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus. You see, Paul recognized His divine nature. Now, because of this, Jesus has every right in the world to be called Lord. He is the one that we should hear in all things, Acts 3:22-23. The word that He spoke will judge us in the last day, John 12:48. And 2 Corinthians 5:10 reminds us, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he's done, whether good or bad." Now, Peter knew the truth when he said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life," John 6:68. When Peter, James, and John went up on that high mountain with the Lord Jesus, Jesus was glorified. And Matthew 17:2-5 records the event. "And He was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and His garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with Him." And you remember Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it's good for us to be here. If You wish, I'll make three tabernacles here, one for You, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And while he was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud said, "This is My beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him." God Himself proclaimed that Jesus is unique, greater than Moses the lawgiver, and greater than Elijah the prophet. Christians listen to the Lord Jesus. They don't vote on whether they will believe what the Bible says. If you don't believe the words of Jesus, you really don't believe Jesus. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:5, "For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord." It isn't our job to sit in judgment on what the Lord has said. It's our place to recognize the authority of the words of our Lord. We don't tell Christ what we believe and then expect Him to agree with our opinions and our culture. We live as Christians who are under the authority of His words. He is Lord, and we are servants. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 7:21-23, that not everyone who says to Me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of My Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to Me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in Your name, and in Your name cast out demons, and in Your name perform many miracles?" And then Jesus says, "Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from Me, you who practice lawlessness." You know, it's one thing to call yourself a Christian and call Jesus Lord. It's another to choose to live under His rule in every way and glorify Him by listening to what He has to say. If you call Jesus Lord, stop listening to the world. Stop listening to the creeds of men. Stop listening to the councils who vote. And stop listening to human traditions. Jesus is Lord. He's the only Lord. And He must be the King of our lives. Now, if you wear a cross on your necklace, or maybe have a tattoo with a cross that's on your body, but then you live and talk like a pagan, don't call Jesus Lord and shame His name by your behavior. God wants true Christians, not people who live lawless lives while they claim to be Christians. Jesus could see through their claims to follow Him, and He refused to accept them on that day, the day of judgment. We must understand that we'll give an account to Him one day. We can boast of all that we do in front of people, but if we're lawless before Christ, all our boasting will do no good. We must please the Lord. Paul prayed in Colossians 1:9-10, "For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." To please the Lord, we must know His will and practice it. We must recognize every day of our lives that He is our Lord and we are His servants. Now, we've been calling Jesus Lord. He is Lord whether we believe Him or not. He is Lord whether we serve Him or not. Now, many choose to believe and serve other things. You remember the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 6:24 that no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money or wealth. Some people love money more than they love God. Some love themselves more than they love Jesus. Some put their parents, their spouses, their children, or some other person first and ignore what the Lord says. Some love acceptance and their place among men more than God. You remember John 12:42-43 says, "Nevertheless, many even of the rulers believed in Him, but because of the Pharisees, they were not confessing Him for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the approval of men rather than the approval of God." You can't put people in front of Jesus. The Lord Jesus must be first in everything. Let's pray. Father, help us to put Jesus first in everything in our lives, to do His will, and to love You and to love others. In Jesus' name, amen. Philippians 2:8-11 says about Jesus, "Being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted Him and bestowed on Him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father." Now, whether you confess Jesus Christ is Lord in this life, you can be sure that the day will come when you will bow the knee and confess Jesus is Lord when He comes again. There'll be many who never acknowledged Him in this life, people who are unprepared to meet the Son of God. And people who didn't believe in Him and wouldn't obey Him will wish they had bowed the knee in this life rather than finding out the truth in the life to come and then suffering for it. Are you prepared to meet the Lord? Would He accept or reject you? Have you done the will of the Father? To become a Christian, believe in Jesus Christ. Without faith, you can't please God. Hebrews 11:6. You must with love repent of your sins and confess your faith. You must also be baptized into Christ by an immersion in water for the forgiveness of your sins. And when you're baptized into the death of Christ, the blood of Jesus will wash away your sins. Romans 6 and verse 3. Perhaps you're a member of the Church of Christ who has strayed from God, turned to sin, and quit the Lord and His church. Will you return to God? Please do so. Repent of your sins and ask God's forgiveness. And today is the best day to follow the Lord. We hope our study about our Lord Jesus has caused you to follow Him. If you live in the United States and want a free printed copy, send your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org. Or you can call the Search Office toll-free 1-800-321-8633. There's a schedule of our program and a map of churches in your area at searchtv.org. And Search is also on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel, Search TV Ministry, and then like the programs. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses. Now, don't worry, we're not asking for money. We're here to help you draw close to God. Show God your love by worshiping at church. You need a church family. And if you can attend, don't neglect worshiping at church. There's probably a Church of Christ near you. And if you're looking for a healthy biblical church home, we'll gladly help you find one. We'll be back next week, Lord willing. So keep searching God's Word with us. Tell a friend about this program. And as always, we say to you, God bless you and we love you from all of us at In Search of the Lord's Way.